My friend Harvey married Tracy McCall. My Christ, she was a scary old doll. A voice out of hell and a temper to boot. Arms like a navvy and a face like dried fruit. I bumped into Harvey back home last year. Says I to him, do you want to go for a beer? No, my sister's French husband is over, said he. I've been sent to get snails to impress him for tea. I was down at the snail shop, she told me to go. I'm a little bit late because business was slow. Get it? Snails? Yeah. If I'm not home by 6, I'll surely be done. The missus will kill me. Let's just go for the one. The one,
the one, don't go for the one.
Don't go for the one,
for the one.
The one went down fast, 7 did 2. 3 or 4 followed, twas a fine how do you do. Harvey looked at his watch, shrieked out with fright. It was 10:20, he'd been drinking all night. Well, cursing my name, he sped across the floor. Clutching the snails, he raced out the door. I'm a dead man, he cried, I'm drunk and I'm late. As he tore up the road and up to his gate.
The one, don't go for the one.
Well, he opened the gate and he ran down the path. And he knew he was in for the dragon's wrath. But he tripped and he fell, and up in the air went the bag with the snails flying everywhere. Hearing the noise, she kicked open the door. Snails and Harvey were spread across the floor. You're 3 hours late, she cried loud as she could. What's your excuse? This had better be good. Well, he looks down at the snails, and with a confident air, he says, 5 more feet, lads, we're nearly there!
The one, don't go for the one.